Hi, I'm Sharad Kutan, and welcome to Let's Talk, the show that brings you the most important conversations in art, culture, and ideas. And today we're going to be talking about a new film. It's called Ro, which I guess I can liberally translate as spirit.
Soul.
My guest, before I introduce them, have already piped in. Soul. It is a Kuman Pictures presentation, and I have with me the executive producer, the director, and one of the actors in a very small cast film, Ro. Thank you so much for joining me, Amir Mohammed, Amir Ezwan, and Farah Ahmad. Thank you all for being here. The film is out in the cinemas, and I've seen it, and I was very lucky to see it because it has very, very, you know, interesting and complexities about it. At the same time, it's a very simple film. Amir, can I begin with you? Since you're the writer, you wrote the story, and you're basically the director, could you tell us what can actually be said about this film without it being a spoiler? Tell us something about the film.
It's just about a family living in the jungle. They were visited by a lost child, then they took her in. Then the next day, she told them that all of them gonna die. So that's how it begins.
Yeah. And exactly is how the film is. But it's unfolding, and the kind of dramatic tension that's held throughout the film is very interesting. So when you talk to people about the film without giving away the plot, what do you tell them this film is about? I mean, how do you, apart from setting up the premise as you just did, Amir, what is it that you say this film is about?
This film is a mystery horror. I would say that it's a mystery horror film.
Right, okay. So you set it up in terms of its genre. I'm going to turn to Amir Mohammed, the executive producer, the man who set up Kuman Pictures, an old friend, of course. Amir, as you talk to other people about this film, and you talk to financiers, and we talk to film festivals. And I think I already mentioned it premiered in the Singapore International Film Festival late November last year. What do you say this film is about?
We normally give synopsis, just basically what
the premise.
That's kind of the premise. We don't sort of oversell the theme or whatever, because it's something that, you look for yourself, you look at it, and then see what you think about it. I mean, we don't have to, because they're used to seeing so many kinds of films anyway. So if you claim it's all kinds of things, you know, it may fall short.
So you're setting expectations reasonably.
Because we don't want to. We don't want to tell them how to see it, I think, because they're used to seeing and judging films. So let them watch it with an open mind. It's a new film from Malaysia, new director, in the horror genre, but minimalist, contained. So everything else is up to them to decide.
Right, okay. As somebody who acted in the film, how do you describe it to people who've asked you, what is this film about?
Actually, this film is about, I think, human. How human react with the human and the second voice, the third voice in our head, actually, for me, in the director, in the film, in the dark horror. But if you concentrate and listen the dialogue, it's all about us.
Okay.
Human, yeah.
I agree with you. I think that's a wonderful description, especially that third voice thing. And I want to come at Amir to explain, since you wrote this, and you're obviously young enough to have imbibed all that is the horror genre, is this third voice an adequate description of what you were trying to bring to the story?
I mean, in a way, you're always asking yourself, right? Whenever you do something or make a decision, whether it's genuinely you or what makes you do certain things. So is it influences of your family also could be another thing surrounding. So it's a very complex, it's human nature anyway, so yeah.
Right, okay. And of course, in the film, Farah, you play the
mother,
right? It was a central role. And you're very feisty. I love it when you are perched on the tanga and you're having your little smoke. It's a lovely scene, you know. And you you bring so much energy to the role.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Great stuff. And I think maybe this is the point we can talk about casting, because one of the other things about this film is the look, right? So, I mean, you're all beautiful people in your own right, but it's not kind of convention. What you come to see is kind of conventionally beautiful people of Malaysian local cinema, right? You know, and that, right? I mean, was that a deliberate choice in your view?
No, I mean, in terms of how we cast, also, we look at, first of all, talent. So we had,
yeah.
So apart from that, and because some
acting
like, for example, Farah, coincidentally, she has a daughter who acts also. So that's an advantage for us, in a way that there are things that are genuine in the relationship of a mother and a daughter, right? So if you have that, it's an advantage.
Right. Is this Putri Kase?
No, Mia Farhana.
Oh, Mia Farhana. Okay, so the other actors in this are Namron, because it's a well-known name, you know, just off the success of Wantu Jaga. Also Harith Hazik, Junaina Lonjong, and Putri Kase. Right? I just want to mention them. I mean, in terms of the commercial viability of films, mm-hmm. right? In so many films are driven by big names and celebrities, and you kind of they're there partly to get the box office kind of revved up. Mm. Apart from Namron, are these names well known in the Malaysian?
Because I think it's kind of a phony way to make a film. Like now, it's very common for financiers to look at like Instagram followers, but those
of the actors.
Yeah, okay. But those never worked because. The biggest flop from last year, I can tell you, the combined Instagram followers of the lead actors are 3 million. Not even 1,000 people paid to watch it. So it's proven that it's blown out of the water.
Yeah. Okay.
I think because in Kuman Pictures, we keep the budgets relatively low. I mean, they're not micro budget. They're like...
360,000 in this case?
Yeah, so it's what in Astro you'd call a super telly budget.
is that what we call it in Astro?
Yes.
Okay, super telly, okay.
So we can afford to give the director much more creative freedom, and we don't interfere with things like casting and location and things like that. As long as they get it done and it fits in the horror or thriller genre, because that's what we do, yeah.
Okay, Farah, how many Instagram followers do you have?
Oh,
do you have any?
It's 74.5, I think.
74.5 people or thousands?
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yes. Well, I've got like 100. So we're gonna take a short break as I try to boost my Instagram numbers. Stay tuned to Let's Talk.